Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come. Come in this moment and lift us up. Lift us up in Jesus to participate not only in his life, but also in his death, offering ourselves to the Father. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The streams of blood run down Stephen's face, painting a mask, a striped mask of suffering. The jagged stones have found their mark. Stephen's neck jerks backward with the rhythmic spasms of a dying animal. His hands and arms curl behind his back, mimicking those rhythmic shudders. He pivots, he stumbles, he falls to his knees. One of the councilmen stands over him, stripped to the waist, sweating, lifting above his head a tawny block of limestone. Stephen looks up, looks past the councilman, looks through him. I see heaven open. He sees into the throne room of God, into the temple of God, the temple that he has borne witness to in his final moments. He sees Jesus. His crooked smile sags. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And then, as that elder of the Sanhedrin brings the stone down, Stephen musters all of his strength, lifts his hands, and cries out in that desolate wadi, Lord, do not lay this sin to their account. And then Stephen falls asleep in Jesus. The elders gather around the body. One of them kicks the corpse. So this is how a follower of that Jesus dies. Sisters and brothers, we all have to die. But how do we die? How do we die well? In some ways, it's kind of a tricky question for us. We live in a culture that avoids death, a culture that hides it behind closed doors, a culture that runs away from anything that might even hint at the dissolution of the body, the falling apart of the body. Any hint of old age, any hint of a worn out flesh, any hint of the specters that destroy brain cells or body cells. Hidden. Avoided death. We worship thus the virile youth, the goddesses and gods of our time, the athletes and models and movie stars who are eternally young. And yet, death presses upon us. We can't get away from it. Every day we are closer to the end of our lives. How do we die well? Maybe we've never thought about it. How do we die well? We're not sure. We imagine maybe at the end gritting our teeth, maybe whispering out a few prayers, maybe drifting off into blackness, maybe falling asleep. It's a haze. How do we die well? Our brothers and sisters in the faith from centuries past pondered this question repeatedly. In fact, they pondered it so much that in the Middle Ages, a time of great suffering and death, as the bubonic plague swept over Europe season after season, and as many historians have said, life was nasty, short, and brutish. In the Middle Ages, a whole genre of literature developed to talk about this. The Ars Moriendi books, the Art of Death or Art of Dying books. These books and their descendants, like our own Anglican Jeremy Taylor's Holy Living and Holy Dying from the 17th century, offer a whole range of discussions around a good death, pondering questions like, what are the temptations on a deathbed? Thinking about things like an impatience to die, a fear of dying, and then offering questions to ask those who are dying to assure them of Christ's love. And then, very practical, prayers to pray while you are dying, or for those who are dying. It's all very interesting historically, but how do we die well? How do we die well? Well, this morning, the Triune God publishes his own little volume in that genre of literature, Ars Moriendi, The Art of Dying. It's very short, not nearly as long as Jeremy Taylor's Holy Living and Holy Dying, but it is vivid. And like those books from the Middle Ages and elsewhere that had long discourses, it too has what they often had, pictures of a deathbed scene. Picture of one deathbed scene, not really a deathbed, a martyr's death, but an example of a good death. And so this morning, God teaches us how to die well. St. Stephen, the picture of how to die well. Now, at first, we're probably thinking, okay, a martyr? I highly doubt any of us is going to die in the Palestinian sun, in a wadi outside of Jerusalem, as a martyr. And yet, the reality is that we will, at some point, be on our knees in our own fearful wadi. Maybe it will be the specter of cancer stripped to the waist, sweating, lifting the killing stone over its head above us. Maybe it will be the heart that ceases to beat that will send us to sleep in Jesus. Maybe it will be the protracted terminal illness that makes our own neck jerk with the spasms of a dying animal. Maybe it will be the texting driver who crosses over into our lane. We don't know. And yet, it will be a moment to be prepared for, a moment to die well in. How do we die well in that final moment? God offers us a picture in his little book. Saint Stephen kneels before the one who will kill him. He looks skyward. His crooked smile sags, and he throws himself upon Jesus. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. In this final moment, The Spirit of God points to this picture of Stephen, a picture that we all can share. He throws all of who he is on the risen Lord. All of who he is. He throws his own mortality into the hands of the one who raises the dead. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. The faithful Jesus. And then that results then in the second aspect of the good death. The first being entrusting himself to Jesus. And the second then, having entrusted himself to Jesus, he is free to love. To love not only friends, but his enemies. Lord, do not hold this sin to their account. Saint Stephen throws himself upon Jesus, and since he doesn't have to be afraid, he is free to love even those who kill him in this moment. At the end of our lives, this is all that matters. Jesus, standing beside the Father's throne, the faithful one who holds life in his hands and who resurrects the dead, and the Spirit drawing out of us love. Love not only for family and friends, but also for those who have done us wrong. Even in our final moments, God is at work. I think of my mother-in-law's final days with ALS. In one of her notebooks that she kept at the time, a kind of journal, she wrote, "I want you to know that all of my trust is in Jesus." A woman who was not always going on and on and on about her faith necessarily, but just very quiet. In her notebooks, wax poetic about the beauty of God's creation, about the cows in the field as they were driving past, a sense of trust. She threw all of who she was onto the one who resurrects the dead. And in those final days, there was also an extra tenderness that emerged. Whether it was the kindness towards the AIDS washing her in that final week, the only week she actually spent in the nursing home, or whether it was a gentleness towards me as her less than perfect son-in-law, something that she may have hinted at in the past a time or two, but now all was love, no bitterness, just forgiveness. She died well, entrusting herself to Jesus and loving. That's how a follower of Jesus dies, we all said. We don't know when we will die. Maybe we will have the benefit of a protracted illness, the opportunity to entrust ourselves consciously to Christ, to pray for our enemies at the final moment. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Lord, do not count the sin against them. But then again, maybe our death will be sudden. Either way, the triune God teaches us how to prepare. He gives us his little Saint Stephen book on the art of dying. He teaches us to daily throw ourselves upon Christ, Christ alone, and to pray for those who persecute us. And as we do so, we find something strange and beautiful. we're not really mimicking Saint Stephen. We are participating in the one who sits on the throne, the one who cried out to his Father, "Into thy hands I commit my spirit. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." God is at work even in our final moments. And he will finish that good work in us. As St. Paul says, confident of this very thing, that the one who has begun a good work in us will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. How do we die well? God teaches us. Throw yourself upon me and love. Love those who have hurt you. God teaches us to participate in Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.